Butch, Canada beat Trinidad 6-0 today. What did you think of the game?
Yeah, no, there was a lot of emotion in today's game. Lisa Faust announced her retirement before the game, and Lisa's been a great role model for hockey, and I think that charged the girls up, and we had a game plan that we looked at some Trinidad Tobago film, and we'd watched the actual a couple of the games, and we came out with a set game plan today, and the girls absolutely stuck to it, and I think the 6-0 result was a fitting finish, and unfortunately for us, probably an indication that we should have been in the top four, but that wasn't the case, unfortunately.
Canada finishes fifth in these Pan American Games, lower than your expectation at the beginning of the competition. What was the Canadian team missing to reach the middle round?
Well, I think the only thing, we weren't necessarily missing anything, but the thing we did miss was putting the ball in the back of the net, obviously. And in games like Uruguay, for example, where we played a team that had a different system, we struggled against them initially, and then when we got on top, we couldn't finish. The game against Jamaica, for example, we won convincingly 3-0, but I mean, it could have quite easily been 7 or 8 nil, and it should have been 7 or 8 nil. And unfortunately, when you don't score those goals, and you're in a tournament where there is only four teams on one pool and four teams on another, sometimes goal difference can become a factor. And in this case, it did, and we missed out by one goal, unfortunately.
So, what is next on the agenda for the Canadian women's team?
Well, we have it's a little bit of downtime now. In the next 6 months is obviously the university program, or the next 4 months is the university program, and we lose some of the girls to that, not a lot. Some of the girls are also going to play back in Europe, but it's a time that we use for a lot of individual training. It's a good chance for the girls to work on their strength and with their weights and so on. So we'll be doing that for the next 4 months, and obviously early into next year there's a tournament in Barbados, which is a World Cup qualifier, and obviously we'll be pushing towards that, and we'll need to improve because we need to finish in the top two on that in order to qualify.